Blog Talk Radio.
And hello there. I apologize that I called in like right when the show's almost over, like for the last 10 minutes or so. So may not get much alive, but so I'm going to go a little bit. Again, I apologize for calling in so late. I was just tired. I ended up sleeping like so late. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and I can't extend the show, which it looks like I can't. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to go a little bit into archive, and I'm going to do part two of the show tomorrow. I have another interesting episode that was going to be scheduled tomorrow. I'll schedule it for the day after tomorrow. I'll reschedule it for Wednesday. And tomorrow I'll do the show on the same topic. Now, the topic is on the recent story, the recent scandal that's happening in the UK, where you see a bunch of, what happens basically is like, it's part of an epidemic problem over in the UK, where you see like a bunch of these, many of these radical Muslims and like from like the Muslim immigrant communities, like from the particularly like from the Muslim Pakistani community and these Muslim immigrant communities, many of the men there have for years constantly been kidnapping, sexually exploiting and raping underage girls from like 11 to 14, and a woman who actually tried to bring awareness about to the police was told that she needed sensitivity training. Now, this story is outrageous on a number of levels. It really boils my skin to see, you know, how basically, but this is what the politically correct leftists, this is basically like what their policies result in. This is what their policies result in. Because basically, these politically correct leftists are a bunch of wimps. Particularly the police in Britain, they're a bunch of gutless wimps. I hope that all these officers who look the other way, I hope that their careers get destroyed. I really do. Because, I mean, right now in the UK, they're making it illegal for doctors and for people who, well, and for social workers and people like them to not report this stuff. I mean, they're making a law against it, but it's part of an epidemic problem. I mean, serious action needs to be taken. I try to put up the chat for a bit. I'm not going to bother opening up the chat room because it's really, I'm going to go a little bit into archive and, well, I only have a very little time live. So, you know what, I'm not even going to really open up the chat room here, but, you know, but this really calls into question, you know, about like, I mean, let's be honest here. The main contribution that Muslim men in Europe bring is rape and sexual exploitation. I mean, this is not to say that all immigrant Muslim men are engaging in this type of behavior. Of course not all, but too many of them are. I mean, many of them are. A large number of them are. And it's really a problem. And the fact of the matter is they get away with it because the police and the authorities don't want to be called racist. They don't want to be called Islamophobic. And, you know, and now being called racist is now worse than girls getting molested and raped. It's ridiculous. All in the name of being anti-racist and stuff. And, well, and this is a part of the problem. This is, as I said, this is part of a epidemic problem of political correctness, I think. This is caused by political, this is part of political correctness, the whole cover-up and everything. And you see how, it's funny how supposedly we get told by the left how we got told by the left that conservatives and Republicans are pro-rape, which is not true. And you want to see an example of pro-rape? This is pro-rape. This is pro-rape. It's covering this up. I mean, let's be honest here. The main contribution Muslim men bring to Europe is rape and sexual assault. That's their main contribution. And it's about time that people who are caught doing this stuff, I think, should be deported. I mean, you know, these Muslim immigrant men who get caught doing this stuff should be deported, period. I mean, I'm sure some of you Muslim immigrants genuinely want freedom and are freeing tyranny. And I'm not talking about those. I'm not talking about the peaceful Muslims who don't engage in this type of stuff. I'm not talking about the peaceful Muslims who don't engage in this type of stuff, as I said. I know I'm being redundant, but whatever. What I am talking about is, I'm going to do part two of the show. What I am talking about is the radical Muslims and the whole idea of not wanting to be called Islamophobic. As I said, this really needs to be, somebody really needs to call it out as it is. I mean, somebody really needs to call it out as it is. I know I just, you know, as I said, I was tired today. I'm trying to organize my own points, but, well, I'm doing my best doing that, but tell more in detail about this tomorrow, but, you know, all the excuses that rapists bring, all the pathetic excuses that rapists normally bring, these radical Muslims bring all the time, and people are supposed to cater to them because, again, they don't want to seem racist. They don't want to seem Islamophobic. Ridiculous. You want to talk about the real war against women. This is the real war against women, not the so-called war launched by conservative Republicans, which did not and does not exist. Not the so-called war. I mean, this idea of a Republican war against women, I talked about it before. It was really a hoax to try to get Obama reelected, and so then Obama can try to impose his radical agenda, which is another area of discussion. I know I'm in archive right now, but this idea of Republican war against women was just around during the election campaign, like around that time, and it was, as I said, it was there. It was just used by the liberal media to try to get Obama reelected. What's happening in the UK is the real war against women, where you see girls getting raped and molested by a bunch of these Nazi Muslim Pakistani subhuman scumbags, and the police and the cowardly police looking the other way because they're afraid of being called racist. You know, us police, the police and the authorities are there to protect people and there to keep order. They're not there to try to not be called racist and to try to not be called Islamophobic, you know? It's ridiculous. This is what happens when you have a bunch of brown noses trying to be popular. This is what happens. You see a bunch of bloody wimps. You have these radical Muslim men who look down at women and who see women as nothing more than sex objects. Especially if women are not wearing the hijab, they just see them as sex objects and they believe it's okay to go and rape them because they're not wearing the hijab. I mean, that's what many of them believe. And then whenever they get caught, the authorities and everybody treat them as kid gloves because they don't want to be called racist or Islamophobic. And then there's always like, oh, well, they didn't know. Oh, well, you know, we don't want to seem racist, so we're going to treat them with kid gloves and we're going to try to keep it under the carpet, you know. It's ridiculous. If it was religious Jews or religious Christians engaging in this type of behavior and they made the same type of excuses, we know how the left would react. We know the outrage that would come from the liberal media and that would come from leftists everywhere. But with radical Muslims, oh, you know, let's just accept their stupid excuses. It's just so beyond ridiculous. I'm going to get more into more detail about this tomorrow, I think. But, that was a case, for instance, I think, of an 18-year-old Muslim man seeing a 13-year-old girl. There was a case of that. And basically, when he was caught and then he was arrested, and then, and then he came up with such a stupid story. He said, well, he said he didn't know that that it's against the law to have sex with a 13-year-old. He didn't know that. It's ridiculous. And then he said, well, he was seduced. He was reluctant to do it, but he was seduced. I mean, this is the type of pathetic filth that these rapists in the Muslim community are, like rapists everywhere. They're just a bunch of filth. This whole idea that, like, oh, that, like, I mean, what kind of man are you if, like, some 13-year-old girl can supposedly seduce you, as what he said? I mean, that's what he said, that he was reluctant, and then he was initially reluctant, but then he was seduced by this 13-year-old girl to have sex, which is a ridiculous, which I don't believe one bit. That's what he said. I'm going to get more into detail about tomorrow. So, I mean, what kind of man are you if you if you're unable to resist the quote unquote sexual temptation of a 13-year-old girl? That's number one. Well, actually, according to the 13-year-old girl, like, he just went in the bathroom, started wearing a condom, and then started having sex. So I don't believe that the 13-year-old girl was, quote unquote, seducing him. I mean, I don't believe that one bit. I don't believe. I mean, I don't believe that one bit. I think it's just him finding an excuse and people having to unbelieve it because they're afraid of being called Islamophobic and racist. There was a court case of that, I think, in the UK one time. And what the 18-year-old Muslim guy said was he believed was that he was taught, I think, in his madrasa or whatever, that Muslim that not Muslim that women are nothing more than lollipops. That's what he was taught, he said. He said how he was seduced and stuff and all that other nonsense. He was not seduced. I don't believe that. And the judge, the judge said, oh, it's going to bring more harm putting him in jail, treating him like with total kid gloves. And then the judge said, well, I mean, bear in mind the girl was 13, so she could not even consent to sex because, well, she was too young. And the judge said, well, even though she may have been more than happy to engage in the sexual activity, the law is there to protect young girls. That's what the judge said. And first of all, I don't even believe that she was more than willing to have sexual activity. I don't believe that. I think that's I call bullshit on that, to be honest. But, this is the type of men that these radical Muslims are. Oh, well, oh, well. Well, some 13-year-old, these so-called men can't resist the so-called quote unquote temptation of like 13-year-old girls. It's I'm ashamed that they're the same that they're the same gender as me. I really am. I really am. It's really a travesty, that these scumbag. I mean, these are really scumbag, subhuman pieces of. But again, the authorities in the UK are a bunch of wimps, a bunch of wusses. These radical Muslim men are a bunch of misogynists. Anytime someone draws a picture of Muhammad, they riot, and everybody has to cater their feelings. And now, because people cater their feelings, 11 to 14-year-old girls have to be sacrificed on an altar and get raped. This is the real rape culture right here. This is the real rape culture. But you don't see left-wing feminists talking much about this. Why not? I mean, not all feminists. I'm not. I mean, namely the left-wing feminists because, well, I mean, left-wing feminists are accomplices in the cover-up, I think. Leftists everywhere are accomplices in the cover-up. All the name of not being seen as racist and being politically correct. I've had it with political correctness. I've had it. Now we're getting told, oh, we have to respect their way of life, which is just as valid as our values. Now, raping 11 to 14-year-old girls is now just their way of life, is how they think either left to portray it. Now, these politically correct people and all these sensitivity and all these sensitivity training schmucks would portray it. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And that's why we need, and that's why we have politicians repeating again and again and again about Islam being a religion of peace. Yes, I'm sure there are Muslims who practice Islam peacefully. I'm not talking about them. But what I am saying is that, you know, the problem is, I mean, well, there are some Muslims who are speaking out against the radicals, but they're not a huge voice. Most Muslims are silent as this is going on. That's the problem. I mean, the Muslim world, like, I understand, yeah, because those countries are totalitarian dictatorships and they may be killed. I mean, I can understand the Muslim world. I can understand in Gaza being too afraid of speaking out against Hamas. Well, like in Saudi Arabia or Iran, you know, being too afraid, you know. Well, I mean, Iran, I mean, there is a pro-democracy movement in Iran, but I can understand, like, in the Muslim countries, you know, being a bit afraid of, like, being a bit too afraid to speak your mind and condemning the radicals. I can understand that in the Muslim world, but in the West, this is even going on. You see, most of the Muslim community is silent. And we just hear excuses. What about what the Crusades did? Look at what the Crusades did. Look at what King Henry did in like 500 whatever. Look at what the Crusades did, you know? Well, you know what? Well, the Crusades are history. Let's talk about the bloody present day. So 11 to 14-year-old girls have to be raped because of what the Crusades did like hundreds of years ago. People have to be publicly beheaded because of what the Crusades did like hundreds of years ago. Not even hundreds of years ago. Like, you know? Hundreds of years ago. Like 11, you know? Because of what the Crusades did, we're being told that we have to be silent about it, and, you know? And, well, first of all, look, I'm not a Christian. I'm not even a Christian. I'm Jewish, so, you know, don't try this whole look at what the Crusades did crap, you know? Don't try that crap on the show. I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of this. People are putting their heads in the sand as this is going on. And this has been going on for years. This has been going on for years. And this will continue to go on until the authorities in the UK learn to get their bloody act together. It seems to be that these Muslim communities may seem to be like some of the most dangerous places for women to be in, it seems. Because, as I said, many of the so-called men in those communities believe, basically, that any woman who's not covered in the hijab or in the niqab is basically fair game for rape and stuff. You know, not all Muslim men in those communities believe that, you know, but many of them believe that. Many of them believe that. I've been bending over backwards saying, no, all believe that, you know? I don't want to mention names, I was in a conversation about it, and then I was told, well, when you say many but not all, you're really saying, like, this large number, like, you know, like, thousands or this large number or whatever, you know? That's political correctness for you. That's political correctness for you, you know? I mean, and this was when I was talking with somebody who I actually respect, but I disagree. But this is political correctness for you. Oh well, this is political correctness for you. Oh, somehow you're really implying a racist point, even if you don't really mean it. The words you're saying, you're really implying it. And this is in 1984 style, basically, where you can't express the point. Because if you express the point, you're expressing it in a way that sounds racist. And you got to express it better to the point where you can't express it. Because if you express it, you really are implying this. You're really saying this. And you know, you're really saying this. And you really somehow are making a racist point. Even if you don't really mean it, you're somehow implying it. Let me say this. The number one contribution Muslim men bring in Europe is rape and sexual assault. That's a fact. And if you don't like me saying this, then tough shit. Part of my language. Part of my language. I'm sorry, you know, part of my language. I don't call myself a feminist. I mean, I have a pretty neutral attitude towards feminism. It depends what brand of feminism. You know, there are different people from different ideologies calling themselves feminists. I'm not a feminist. Yeah, how come the leftist so-called feminists are not, as I said, speaking out about this? How come I'm the one speaking out about this? How come I'm the one speaking out about this? That's the question. It's like I'm doing their job for, you know, well, I think everybody should speak out about this, regardless of whether they call themselves feminists or not. I think that's beyond the, you know, I think that's beyond the, everybody should speak out about this, whether they call themselves feminists or not. And I think the, as I said, the problem is, you know, we get